Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Firstly, Mazel Tov on concluding the second Sefer of Tehillim. I'm excited to share another learning opportunity during this period of Sfiras HaOmer. Join the Women's Initiative for Counting Towards Sinai, daily inspiration on the Tefillah of Shmona Esrei between Pesach and Shavuos. This year, we are inviting women educators from Eretz Yisrael to share inspiration to honor Israel 75th, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim. Learn more and sign up at ou.org/women/CTS2023. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rubinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Ayin. The perek begins, Lamenatzeach leDavid leHazkir. In this perek, we see a kotaret, an introduction, that we have not seen before, leHazkir. What does leHazkir mean, which, as you can hear, has the root Zayin Chafresh, to remember? The Greek poet Aeschylus says, memory is the mother of all wisdom. When we remember, we can learn from what has happened, and in this case, David HaMelech will remember the past in the hope to share his lessons with us. Or, as Rav Hirsch explains, these are the thoughts and emotions of David at a particular moment in his life. This moment was fraught with imminent danger to David, and therefore he recorded what he thought and felt so that it might serve him as a permanent memorial during better days. According to Rav Yoel Ben Nun of Yeshivat Har Tzion, the term Zachar, Zayin Chafresh, is used in connection with a brit, like a Yitzyat Mitzrayim or Shabbat, or with law and judgment. Here, David is an older man whose strength is waning, is begging Hashem, remember the covenant, remember the brit, and the promises that you made to me, and help me now. Pasuk Bet Elokim Lahatzileni Hashem Leezrati Chusha. God, save me. Lord, rush to my help. Very often, as we have seen, the first few words of the Mizmor tell us something about the type of instrument or melody used. That is what the Ibn Ezra will posit. The Ibn Ezra feels that it could refer to the tune that was used for this Mizmor, the tune used for a song known to them as Lahazkir. Think of being told that the tune for the song you want to sing is Happy Birthday. It is a tune that everyone would know. Rashi feels Lahazkir is Lashon Tfilah, language connoting prayer, a time we praise and thank Hashem for something He has done. And he quotes from Parak Chaf of Tehillim to prove it, the Pasuk, Va'anachnu B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. And as for us, we pray in the name of Hashem and have Him remember us through Ktort and Tfilah. Rashi quotes the following Midrash from Midrash Tehillim to explain. Once there was a king who became angry with his flock of sheep, demolished the sheep pen, and sent away the sheep and the shepherd. Sometime later, he restored the flock, rebuilt the sheep pen, but he did not mention the shepherd. The shepherd said, "Look, the king restored the flock and the pen, but he did not mention me." This is what is happening in Pasuk Lamed Vav of Perek Samech Tet. Ki Elokim Yoshia Tzion Vivne Are Yehuda V'yashvu sham v'rishuha. For God will save Tzion and rebuild the towns of Judea, Yehuda, and they will settle there and take possession. The king has rebuilt the sheep pen. Hashem has rebuilt Tzion and the cities of Yehuda. The king has restored his sheep. Hashem has brought back the people who are now settling in Tzion and Yehuda. But where am I, says the shepherd? Where is the mention of me? Therefore, David reminds Hashem, here I am. What type of mizmor is this? It is an individual lament from the perspective of an individual worshiper who cries out to Hashem in his time of need. The Meshorer will address Hashem with a complaint and then a request, and will conclude with an expression of trust. Lamenatzeach leDavid leHazkir, Elokim leHatzileni, Hashem leEzrati Chusha. To the lead singer of David leHazkir, O God, save me. O Lord, rush to my help. The word chusha, which means to rush or to hasten, should be applied to both verbs in the pasuk. So Hashem, save me and help me quickly. Pasuk Gimel. Yevosho v'yachparu mevakshei nafshi, yisogu achor v'kalmu chafetzei ra'ati. Let those who seek my life or my soul be shamed and disgraced. Let those who wish me harm retreat in humiliation. Pasuk Dalet, Yeshuvu al Ekev Boshtam, Haomrim, Heach, Heach. Let those who wish me harm retreat in humiliation. Let those who leer, aha, aha, turn away in shame. Pasuke Yasisu vismuchu becha komevakshecha, Vayomru tamid igdal elokim ohave Yeshuatecha. May all who seek you rejoice and delight in you. May those who long for your salvation always proclaim God is great. Pasuk Vav, the last one of this mizmor, Va'ani, ani ve'evyon, Elokim chushali, Ezri u'mefalti ata, Hashem al te'achar. As for me, ani with an aleph, I am poor, ani with an ayin, and needing evyon. God, rush to me. You are my help and my rescuer. Lord, do not delay. What is David's message in this mizmor? The midrash we began with looked at Ayin as the next step of Mizmor Samech Tet. Within the Mizmor, we note that the first and last line, the first line after the title, that is, repeat the same Shorashim and the same message, Hashem, help me and save me quickly. If we compare this Mizmor to other Mizmorim in Sefer Tehillim, we see that this Mizmor is almost identical to Mizmor Mem, which deals with a different time that David ran away to meet Bar Yehuda when he was running away for Shaul. What are some of the differences between Ayin and Mem, and what do they mean? From the language used in Mizmor Mem, we get a sense of David involved in a battle. The enemies are coming, and Hashem says, David, I need your help, and I need to know that you are thinking of me. In Mizmor Ayin, the one we are dealing with today, David is not actively in battle, but remembering the times when he was. He's not asking for the disgrace of his enemies as he was earlier, but for his enemies to be able to do tshuva. Is there a specific event? If we continue to look within this mizmor, we have two options. Rashbam and Radak suggest that it refers to when David ran away from Avshalom and was forced to leave Yerushalayim. The Sforno says that the mizmor is describing the two responses that the Shivat Zion people, those who were returning back to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra, have. He identifies the enemies as those who told on Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to Nebuchadnezzar. What did they say? They were saying that those three, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, would not bow down to the idol. And also that the enemies were those who told on Daniel to Daryavish by informing Daryavish that Daniel was praying against the royal decree. It's also possible that it includes and refers to Yishmael ben Netanya, who assassinated Gedaliah ben Achikam. Think of Tzom Gedaliah. Gedaliah had been appointed governor by Nebuchadnezzar. Killing Gedaliah forced the remaining people of Yehuda to flee to Egypt, to Mitzrayim, something that Yirmiyahu had warned specifically not to do. The Sforno will continue with this theme, and he looks at Pasuk Hey, also is referring to this time of Shivat Zion, of people who did, or in a minute we'll see, perhaps did not, come back to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. Pasuk Hey, Yasisu v'yismechu becha kol mevakshecha, may all who seek you rejoice and delight in you. That would refer to the first group who did return. What about the second group who did not come back with Ezra, who felt that the Geula, this redemption, would not last, and that the second Beit HaMikdash would also be destroyed, and therefore opted not to return to Eretz Yisrael? About this group, the Pasuk would say, V'yomru tamid yigdal Elokim ohave Yeshuatecha. May those who long for your salvation always proclaim God is great. So what is this Mizmor teaching us, and what does David really want? He wants us to remember Lehazkir. He wants for himself to remember, but also at this point in his life, he wants to share with others what he has learned from life. We have seen this idea before, and it is now being used as the Mizmorim of David are coming to an end. Let me remember all that has happened to me. Let me remember the mistakes that I made. Let me remember the lessons that I have learned, and let me teach these findings to the next generation. One final note, there are many, including the Malbim, who feel that Mizmor Ayin and Mizmor Ayin Aleph are really one long Mizmor that had been cut in half. The proof? There is no koteret for Mizmor Ayin Aleph, and the theme of these two Mizmorim is identical, remembering the salvation that Hashem has given, and the rescue, the Yeshua, and the Hatzalah. Mizmor Ayin then talks about a prayer for salvation and how the rescue will disappoint the enemies and bring joy to the righteous. This is the same as the first half of Mizmor Ayin Aleph, a prayer for salvation and how the rescue will disappoint the enemies and bring joy to the righteous. The second half of Ayin Aleph will thank Hashem for the salvation and vows to tell of Hashem's wonders to the coming generation and to praise Hashem with singing and the playing of musical instruments. So before stating conclusively what Mizmor Ayin wants to teach us, to remind us, let us proceed to learn Mizmor Ayin Aleph in order to get the whole picture. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bat Chaim Leib.